Pero lo estaba entendiendo, pero entonces lo hizo. The slack is so high. If they are arbitrarily chosen in the first place, try to get at some sort of an indicator of what portion of the portion of the reactor. And if they are arbitrary, the failure is really bad on selection too, because obviously it doesn't make any sense if you got 10 billion barrels of oil coming out and you're going to try to figure out how much business the company is doing under the
Well, right, but you know, it's the entire profitability of an enterprise you're looking at, and the idea behind the three-factor formula is looking at all the operations. You know, you need the capital in the form of property and people, payroll, and sales. Right, but. No, but then if every state, you know, takes that attitude, you know, we're right back where we were years ago trying to, and I don't think the present factor is unreasonable. You know, I don't think it treats Alaska unfairly. You've got the pipeline coming on stream this year. There's some, I don't know, $7 or $8 billion going into the property factor this year. And of this $1.5 million we've paid in income taxes under this formula has steadily increased from like $27,000 or $28,000 in 1970 to $500,000 in 1975, and I think. Well, that's right. In California, you know, to a certain degree, is going to act as a conduit for Alaska oil. You know, if they get the pipeline going, a lot of oil is going to cross California. And I'm sure they would like to have part of that, you know, $10 billion in property in their factory. You know.
Sure, we decided last night, as a matter of fact, we have our annual report for the last 2 years, so we decided to calculate, you know, look up book income and look up taxable income, and that wasn't as easy. We decided we needed a controller, you know, to do that right, but we did find out that in Exxon's case, in 75 and 76, our taxable domestic income and our book domestic income are very near the same numbers, you know, within say 5 to 10%, as far as we could tell. They're very close to the same numbers. And actually, I mean, by my calculation, the federal taxable income came out higher than the book, and I didn't believe that number, so that's why I'm not telling you the numbers, because I think I might have done something wrong. Yeah, well, normally you'd expect the book income to be higher. You take accelerated depreciation on your taxes, among other things, and that alone, you know, if you keep having lots of investments, which is the way the business is going, because the replacement cost is so much higher. Our investment gets bigger every year, so presumably our early year depreciation is dominating the thing rather than the later year, so you'd expect your book income to be a little higher.